Hello, everybody out there on farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
Oolitic, Indiana, an hour shy of sunup, and a farmer's getting to work. Tuscaloosa, Alabama, way before early, and a farmer is getting to work. All across America, farmers are starting another long day. Maybe it's time we said thanks. The American farmer is essential to the economy. That's why ADM works to be essential to him, creating thousands of products from his crops. ADM, resourceful by nature.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. 4 years ago, I went to Cuba with an agricultural trade team. We are hoping to help open that market for U.S. farmers. We weren't alone. Farm organization members of Congress from rural states and trading companies worked to relax our trade embargo policy. In the end, we were successful. We opened the door to sell our farm products to Cuba. From zero exports in 2000 to $400 million worth of products in 2004. But this past February, that door was slammed shut. The U.S. Treasury Department issued a new regulation that made the sales almost impossible, requiring payment before shipment. Once again, farm organizations and grain trading companies such as ADM rallied the Congress and turned up the heat on the administration. It got pretty hot in the kitchen, and Treasury backed down. For the United States to continue to try and force change in Cuba by denying trade, commercial relationships, and travel is the most senseless, counterproductive, inconsistent policy imaginable. I don't love Castro, but I'm not afraid of him either. That old man with a beard 90 miles from Florida benefits from our policy to isolate him. He can blame us for his own shortcomings. We're the ones in isolation. All other countries in the world do business with Cuba, Canada, Mexico, all of Europe, China, on and on. Also, look at how inconsistent we are. We trade with China and Vietnam, communist countries, but not Cuba. Castro will be gone one of these days. If we had trade and commercial ties with Cuba, we'd be in a much better position to influence their next government. After more than 40 years, we still refuse to admit that our policy of isolation has been a failure. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.